That concludes the agenda item 12. Bear with me 1 second, just making a note here. Next up is agenda item 13. That is PR 2021-005863, DHO waiver 2025-00033, which is an application for DHO waiver, and minor plat 2025-00067, a request for minor preliminary final plat. Submitted by Consensus Planning, Jim Strosch and Jonathan Turner, as agents for Julia Chavez, who request the aforementioned aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots tracts 89B3A, 89B1B1, MRGCD map 33, all zoned R1C, and located at 3506 12th Street Northwest between McMullen Avenue and Mildred Avenue, containing approximately 0.4959 acres. Do we have, is that Mr. Turner on this case as well?
Yes, it is, Mr. Lucero. Thank you.
Thank you. Just since it's a new matter, if you'd please state your full name and mailing address for the record, please.
No problem. Jonathan Turner with Consensus Planning at 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please present the project.
Thank you, Mr. Lucero. This case is for the property located at 3506 12th Street. It's on the corner of McMullen and 12th in the North Valley. This case was also one of Derek Archuleta's cases that he had prior to his passing earlier this year. And we have submitted, originally was submitted for a sketch plat by Mr. Archuleta, and the plat was prepared. In this situation, the plat is to create a second lot from two lots. So there's a couple of long, narrow, skinny lots that were platted long time before the subdivision ordinance, and this proposed plat is to take the two skinny lots, accommodate the existing single family home that was built in 1926, I believe, 26 or 29, and create a second lot to the east of it, which is lot B as shown on the plat. The property owner, Ms. Julieta Chavez, I believe in the future would like to build a second and small home. And that is the purpose of creating this second lot from two lots.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, I don't think so. Similarly to the previous case, there's a comment that we would like to address, and we'll wait for the DFT staff to comment.
Okay, thank you. Well, again, for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item 13, request for DHO waiver and a minor preliminary final plat at 3506 12th Street Northwest. Please raise your hand to speak on that matter. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 13. Last call for public comment on agenda item 13. Okay, Mr. Turner, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objection to either the waiver or the plat. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Jonathan, similar with the previous case, we do need a cross-lot drainage easement note specify the beneficiary and maintenance agreement. And the future gradient drainage plan may be required for the new house, and hydrology refers to the sidewalk waiver to transportation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen.
Thank you. Excuse me. That takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Arbico, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation finds that the request for sidewalk waiver and determination adequately address all 10 criteria of the IDO. Though please note that the portion of the response that states that drainage will be negatively affected is not adequate explanation, as there is no hydrology submittal supporting this claim. We have no objection to the plat, waiver, or determination.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. That takes us to code enforcement. So Anthony Montoya, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Anthony Montoya reading on behalf of Mr. Palmer. This is another situation similar to the last case. The property is zoned R1C and is located within an area of consistency. Therefore, it is subject to the contextual lot size requirements of Section 51C2B of the IDO. Calculations were based off all lots with existing homes on this same block of McMullen Ave Northwest, including properties 1100, 1104, 1115, 1119 McMullen Ave, 3515 11th Street, and 3516 12th Street Northwest, all of which have primary access off of McMullen Ave between 11th and 12th Streets Northwest within that block. The average lot size 0.1764 with an allowable range of 0.1323 acre to 0.2205 acre. The proposed lot sizes do not fall within the allowable contextual lot size range. You must obtain a variance or modify the proposed lot sizes. And that is all for code.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Mr. Turner, would you like to address those comments?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Montoya. This contextual lot standards for lots and areas of consistency, I think, is a challenging calculation to make, and it's a little bit subjective, and I've done it myself on previous cases, and I also did it for this case in particular in response to Jeff, Mr. Palmer's calculations. But I do think it is relevant to just to inform the DHO and the code enforcement staff is that this lot was platted by the surveyor based on our initial comments when Mr. Archuleta took the proposed plat through the sketch plat process. And I just want to, if I can share my screen, if that's possible.
Sure.
I just wanted to put up a document let's see. Okay, hopefully it'll let me. Let's see if that, nope, that's not happening, is it?
No, I'm not seeing anything yet.
Okay, give me one last shot. Let's see if it'll let me. If I could, maybe I'll go back to Zoom and see if it'll let me share. Okay. There we go. And then we'll go here. Okay. Maybe. Well, it's not giving me the option.
Is he
okay. Yeah, he's a co-host.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This may bear with me. Maybe I don't get the opportunity to. Here we go. And stick
While
this.
you bring that up, Mr. Chairman, let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see he has his hand raised. If you please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbach. It looks like Lot B's 0.1844 acres in size is proposed, which looks like it does fall within the allowable range to me. It looks like Lot A is the issue at 0.2866 acres in size, which is over the maximum size. Looks like just
Correct.
want to notice. Looks like just Lot B is not meeting the contextual lot. Well, sorry, Lot A is not meeting the contextual lot size standards. It's over. Lot B looks
Yeah,
like Lot B looks like to me. And Marcel Ivar was our lead planner on this, and he's going to come in here. And but Marcelo, did you perform contextual lot size standard calculations yourself?
yes, and I'm checking on that detail right now. Let me
Appreciate
see.
it.
Sure.
Thank you.
So this is Jonathan. What I'm trying to share is the sketch plat comment from Carl Garcia, who did the calculation. And his calculation was the minimum lot size allowed 0.108. 0.81802, and the maximum is 0.3004. So the plat was designed purposely to meet those lot sizes. Then a little bit later on in the process, we were told that the shed was being platted out away from the house and on its own separate lot, and to remove the shed. And so the jog that you see in the north-south property line in between lot A and lot B is purposely there to jog around the shed and keep that secondary use with the house and brought. The compliance for use to satisfy code enforcement's comments. So we did that. It made lot A a little bit bigger. And now it's sort of a double-edged sword is that now lot A is too big based on our new calculations from Mr. Palmer that are quite different from Mr. Garcia's comments on sketch plat. And so we're sort of in a quagmire, and what we would like to do is to request to meet with Mr. Palmer and the zoning enforcement officer to make sure that we are all on the same page and how this calculation is being conducted and what the final numbers are before we try to do a another application for a variance or something that will satisfy the problem right now and the issue at hand. So again, our sketch plat comments from Mr. Garcia were maximum 0.3004, minimum 0.1802, but the recalculation by Mr. Palmer drastically reduces those sizes and puts the lots out of compliance. As a matter of fact, if we reduce lot A, which we have the freedom to move those lot lines a little bit, if we reduce lot A's lot size to meet the maximum, it makes lot B too big. So for that reason, again, we're a little confused, and I know calculating the lot sizes on the block with existing homes, and just so everyone knows, no new homes have been built on McMullen or next to the subject property. So no, the conditions haven't changed, but we have really drastically different numbers for maximum and minimum lot sizes. So for that reason, I think we would on the plat request a deferral to give us time to meet with Mr. Palmer and the CEO just to talk about it and figure out if which one is correct, and then we can make adjustments to the plat or worst case scenario, request a variance
Yeah.
to
Well,
the lot
before we go
size.
that route, I just wanted to go through and share my calculations that I provided to you guys at Sketchplat this year, earlier this year in June. I'm going just to go through and share my screen to see if it matches your what you have in front of you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra.
Are you guys able to see my screen or no?
Yes.
So this is what I it says the subdivision appears to me a contested lot size standards, average lot of 0,1561. The newly created lot is 0,1844, being the smallest 1171, 0.1171, and the largest 0.1951. So to me, I'm pretty sure that I cross-referenced this with Mr. Palmer, but I'm not sure why he's coming up with different sizes unless the plot was changed with the submittal. And this is what I used.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you, Mr. Ibarra. What was the last part of the sentence there?
Unless the plot changed since the last submittal, this is what I used. The properties with the green star for calculating the contested lot size standards.
Okay, and in that case, in that calculation for lot size standards. What was your maximum lot size? The 120?
This is the maximum 0.1951.
0.
0.1951. And the smallest being 0.1171.
Okay, so again, it even got smaller compared to the notes that Jeff provided us. And then they're different from Mr. Garcia's original calculation with the same conditions. I think we would like to know for sure. I think the exercise is a little bit subjective, and each person that may, including myself, because I looked at what Jeff did and the addresses he used, and I did my own calculation, and mine's slightly different. And I don't think it should be. I think it's worth sitting down and sort of getting a final number for both minimum and maximum, and then we can decide what if it's possible to adjust the plat to meet those standards for lot size or if we would need a variance.
Yeah. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. I see he has his hand raised. Go ahead. Did I start you in on this one? I guess.
You did. Sorry if you did. I guess maybe just swear me in just in
Yeah,
case.
just in case. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So this is Jay Rodenbeck. Thank you, Mr. Hernoster. I think maybe we just need to see like map out like the different calculations we all produced. I mean, Carl's long, obviously doesn't work here anymore, and we're not going to be able to refer to him for his calculations, but I do agree that I think it might be good in this case to meet up with Jeff and Marcelo, and we can bring in Kate Clark, the CEO, as well, and to come to a consensus as to the minimum and maximum lot sizes outside this meeting. I think that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that as to the plat. Any objection to deciding on the waiver? Okay, I'm not seeing any. Let's see, did we? It's been a long day. Did we get through all the DFT on this item?
I was next for Parks.
Oh, good. Let's go to that. I believe you've already been sworn in. Let's do it just in case. Raise your right
Sure.
hand. This Marcelo Ibarra. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Parks and Recreation has no objections for the requested action on this one.
Thank you.
And then
And
we
that
continue
takes
on for
planning.
yes.
Okay.
This one, we already went through and covered the potential lot size standard. So the application one must be added to the plat. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AG's office must approve the DXL file, and proof of approval must be submitted. And the date of the DHL approval shall be recorded on the plat. Just as as an extra note, final plats shall include a list of the waiver granted by the DHL once it's granted and approved. That's it.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So let's see. So will the January 7th DHO meeting give folks enough time to get together and put their heads together on this one on the plat side?
I believe so. I know our schedule is open enough to make that happen. I'm not sure about the city folks.
This is Jay Rodenbach. That should be more than enough adequate time to get together about this particular issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. In that case, just ready to rule on the platting application. So again, this is agenda item 13, PR 2021-005863. I'm going to rule first on minor plat 2025-00067. And as has been requested by the applicant, no objection from DFT, we'll defer further consideration of that application to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting, which is on Wednesday, January 7th, 2026, beginning at 9 a.m. Next rule on the waiver request. And if we could please bring up the justification letter, I'd appreciate that. And the waiver request is DHO waiver 2025-00033. And just bring up the criteria here. Hereby approve the application for waiver because varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, economy, effective use of open space, or ingenuity in design of a subdivision in accordance with accepted principles of site planning. The waiver will not be materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding property. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure. The waiver will not conflict significantly with goals and provisions of any city, county of Apopka adopted plan or policy, this IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. The waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. The waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO applicable zone district or any applicable overlay zone. The waiver does not allow a lot or a type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located. The waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of subsection 14.16.66p of the IDO and the areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in existing sidewalk systems extended to one or more sides of the subject property. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 13.
Thank you.